The funneling of our institutions. Colleges, Hollywood, I've talked about Tencent, the production company. If you want to look up the movies that Tencent, movies Tencent funded. If you want to look up the movies that Tencent has funded, Kong Skull Island, Wonder Woman, Venom, Bumblebee, Men in Black International, Terminator Dark Fate, Monster Hunter, Wish Dragon, Top Gun Maverick, Warcraft. Because it was founded in 2015. How many of those films have you seen? I've seen Kong Island. I've seen Wonder Woman. I've seen Venom. I've seen Bumblebee. I've unfortunately seen Men in Black International. And I reviewed Terminator Dark Fate. I've seen A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. And then they funded with Paramount Pictures Top Gun Maverick. So that's how they've infiltrated. And they bankroll Hollywood. They also bankroll the NBA. They're starting to bankroll Major League Baseball. Corrupting those institutions. So they can use those institutions against us. Hollywood, sports, academia. And we say, how did these institutions, how did they get out? What sustained the Marxists to get to these places? And what has allowed capitalists to thrive? Chinese money, Chinese production, Amazon, Walmart, every company. I was looking for flashlights the other day. Yes, somebody in the chat room asked, did they remove the Taiwanese patch off of Maverick's jacket because it wasn't China friendly? Yes. They removed it off of Maverick's jacket because of that. But this is the enemy. This is the threat to mankind. And your politicians, outside of Trump, do not care. A lot of them, let's be real, especially on one side of the aisle, are getting funded by these people. Oh yeah, I was talking to the corporations. And everything else you try to buy, your phones, the computer I'm using, the microphone I'm speaking into, the board I'm probably using. I don't know if it's made in China or not. All the flashlights. I was looking at flashlights the other day. The only one I could consider buying were mag lights. And I get it. The actual bulb itself is probably made in China. But everything else, they're like, we manufacture here in the U.S. And I understand for some American companies, there's some companies that I know, that people that work there, where they're like, we can make everything else, but we need this one part from the Chinese. We can't, there's no infrastructure here in the U.S. to build this one piece. Unlike Energizer, there are Energizer flashlights there. Flashlight made in China, warehouse made in Singapore. It's like, all right, well, at least Maglite tries to assemble everything else here in the United States. Yeah, they're a little bit more expensive, but at least it's more of an American product. And the Chinese have the mindset where they would rather spend more money to keep Chinese money in China than spend it in the U.S. Americans, and this goes to the capitalists, and that's why when people are like, oh, we got to fight socialism and Marxism. Yeah, you know who's not helping you in that fight? Capitalists. Because capitalists are lining up to take money from communists. because of my libertarian arguments. Oh, it doesn't matter. It's a free market. We'll make China more like America if we trade with them. How did that work out? How did that work out? China is still repressive. China is even more. Well, I argue they're probably more repressive. I don't know, am I? Technologically, they've become more repressive with the social credit system and all these other things and the vaccine passports that they're asking the World Trade Organization to let them run a worldwide vaccine passport system. And we all know how weak the World Health Organization is. But we've got half of this union of states regurgitating Chinese propaganda. Everything from critical race theory, everything from Black Lives Matter, everything from the racist, divisive rhetoric that you hear, it's all coming from the Chinese. And it's working. And it's working. Of course, that's also because politicians and businessmen and parents, we've all just ignored our kids. We've all ignored our kids for generations. Now we're freaking out that they're all dyeing their hair blue and turning into a different gender. Meanwhile, the Chinese are like, nah, we need program to make men more masculine. It's a real thing. They actually put into their curriculum, men need to be more masculine. And they're funneling money over here to make us fatter, to make us weaker, to make us, to introduce ideas that counter the natural order, transgenderism. And we're just eating it up like a double cheeseburger on a Sunday. Not on a Friday. Or like, for me, some glorious, and I'm going to go into rehab this week when I can't have them, some glorious chicken and waffles. But that's, and it's not me being like, like Jones, it's a globalist and the Chinese. It's all just follow this money. Which is why capitalism is an inferior system. Capitalists and Marxists are two sides of the same coin. Hell, even Marxists will tell you that. Marx himself wrote about it. And so, as we seek to identify ways out, like going to uponthesrocks.co, the Crusader Congress, and you're sitting back and you're asking, well, how is this working? How is this happening? How is all of this suddenly spiraling out of control? Well, the Chinese have been funding this for decades. They bankroll Silicon Valley. They steal Silicon Valley intellectual property, but they also produce all of the hardware for Silicon Valley. It's a very strange relationship they have with the Chinese. Unless you get a phone that's made, I think it's Samsung, that's made in South Korea, then that's... When is somebody, for all the talk of how great Elon Musk is, Elon Musk, and I know, this is complete fantasy stuff, Elon Musk would have been better off making, well, then again, he makes his stuff out of country too. But if a guy with that much money should have been making U.S. Technology, cell phones, computers, whatever it is. And can somebody actually do that now? Because Silicon Valley and the tech industry has become so big, it's a monopoly in and of itself. They all work together. either directly or indirectly see Alex Jones, Milo Yiannopoulos, President Trump, Bannings. And so the way forward, and we'll talk about this at Upon These Rocks, and even the stuff I talk about, stinking solar panels, Solyndra, we're gonna bankroll Solyndra. Solar panels are made in friggin' China. We can't make anything here. Because we don't have the will to do it, and people don't want to pay for it. We don't have the will for it, and people don't want to pay for it. Meanwhile, we're lining up for the double jabs. And people, according to this poll from Morning Consult, can't wait. Can't wait. And they've accepted the establishment line. So just real quick from Morning Consult. Most of the public favors digital vaccine passports, but only if they're not mandatory. Well, you can't have it both ways. And that's how stupid Americans have become. If you have digital vaccine passports available, they're going to be used against you. They're going to become mandatory. This idea, this libertarian, foolish nonsense concept that, oh, well, whoever wants the passport can get it. And whoever doesn't have to do it. Well, that doesn't help. That doesn't help because you already got companies. You got this bar. That's a stinking bar out in Denver. And the guy is absolutely 100% just bought into the whole thing. This is his quote. Bar Max in Denver. You must have COVID vaccination proof. And he says, where is it? To be in a position where I don't have to decide, am I risking someone getting sick and possibly dying in order to pay my bills? That's a huge relief. What are you talking about, dude? You sell alcohol. Somebody could die from your product, you friggin' idiot. But no, you can't come in and drink poison unless you've proven that you've gotten poison injected in you. What is wrong with this picture? But it's not, as long as it's not mandatory. It's gonna be mandatory. It's gonna be mandatory because it's available. And in this climate we live in, it will become mandatory. This climate of safetyism.